So Jacob Zuma's son, Duduzane Zuma, he's been giving a broad interview this morning on Newsroom Africa, speaking to Xoli Mgambi and Spoon Gawa. And he's been speaking about his business relationship with the Guptas, allegations against him, State Capture Commission, how he felt betrayed by David Mabuza, his father's poisoning, his own political ambitions, and lots more. So we're going to play you a couple of clips and let me know what you think about these. The first is he speaks about why he's no longer in business with the Gupta family.
It wasn't my choice to go to Dubai or to move to the UAE. I was doing my business calmly. As you saw, there's a lot of media coverage that came around myself and my associates and my family on business dealings. And that led to subsequent actions from certain institutions that basically forced me to make a move. That would be in the form of not being able to live here because I was excluded from the financial system by way of bank accounts. So my bank accounts were frozen and shut down. That was December 2015 was the first time it happened. And then up until now, I'm still financially inactive in South Africa. So I had to go ply my trade elsewhere. That's the reason I left the UAE.
Now, having moved to the UAE, and we know that you are business partners with the Gupta brothers. Now, the question is, are you still in business with them, or what business are you involved in Dubai?
So over the past 5 years, with the trials and tribulations, it afforded me the opportunity to reflect, to look at other ventures, to look at new opportunities, to carve out new relationships. Because living out in the world, this is the opportunity that's afforded to some of us. So as things have happened, I've taken decisions that best affect me and my family. And I'm doing my own thing. It's a new chapter in my life. They're great people, they're great business people, they're great family.
Very so you're still in business with them?
Oh, no, I'm not in business with them. As you're aware, they're living elsewhere in the world. I'm doing my own thing.
That's Duduzane Zuma talking about why he's no longer in business with the Guptas. He also spoke about how he felt betrayed by David Mabuza and also about his own father, Jacob Zuma's poisoning.
Let's go back a bit. You say your father was poisoned. And in September last year, the acting director of public prosecutions in KZN, Elaine Zungu, said she had found no evidence that your father was poisoned. And it's even bizarre as to who would have poisoned him.
Yes.
How does that make you feel? Because we're adamant that your father was poisoned, and also by who?
All right. So the who, I'm not sure. The how and the when, that's a fact. I mean, there's no denying. For any judge, for anybody out there, I was there, and, you know, my father was on his deathbed. That's a fact. So for anyone to say that there's no evidence of him being poisoned, so we just embarked on a trip to save his life for kicks, this is what people are saying. That's taken away years from his life. I mean, you can see the effects of him prior that experience to post. So whichever that judge was and that said that, that's a very irresponsible statement because my father was on his deathbed and people need to speak a bit more responsibly when it comes to these matters.
That's Duduzane Zuma, Jacob Zuma's son, speaking on Newsroom Africa this morning.